This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. The U.S. said Sunday that it expects that China will retaliate with increased tariffs on U.S. exports. This after President Donald Trump sharply boosted levies on Chinese products headed to the United States. VOA's Ira Melman spoke with Philip Levy, a senior fellow at the Chicago Council on Global Affairs. Levy said the tariffs leave the administration in a difficult position.
It looks like the next step is for the Chinese to retaliate against the United States.
And what does that entail? Obviously, one would think that they're just going to, you know, double what the United States has done back to the United States, right?
Well, they had tried to match the United States tariff for tariff. Of course, part of the thing with this relationship is an underlying imbalance such that they cannot stick tariffs on as many imports as the U.S. can. But there are other things they can do to make life uncomfortable for the U.S., and I expect we're going to find out what those are.
Mr. Trump on Friday more than doubled the tariffs on $200 billion of Chinese goods, boosting the rate from 10% to 25%. The UN said Sunday that the redeployment of Houthi forces from key ports in Yemen went in accordance with established plans. The UN is slated to verify the first phase of the Houthi troop withdrawal on Tuesday. As Reuters' Francesca Lana reports, the redeployment efforts that began Saturday are related to a deal reached in December.
Last year, the Saudi-backed government and the Iran-aligned Houthis made a pact to pull back troops from Hodeidah, a lifeline for millions of Yemenis. But the peace deal stalled for months amid deep mistrust among the parties, leaving Hodeidah port closed, blocking humanitarian aid from getting to millions of starving people.
That's Reuters' Francesca Lina. The port of Hodeidah is the entry point for 70% of the humanitarian aid and imports to